Hey everyone, welcome to another episode of Core Values, number 13.
That's right.
Do you like my shirt, Pete?
Your beard's hiding it, so it looks like Norma Jean. Dude, that's sweet.
I got it at Furnace Fest. Yeah, it's got a little eagle and lightning and skulls. Yeah, I'm like trying to find a shirt. I was wearing a shirt that I wanted to wear, because every time we record, you know, I'm like, oh my gosh, I have to be on camera.
What am I going to wear?
Oh my gosh. What do I even have? So I was wearing my Hands shirt, which is just a super comfortable shirt.
Sure.
But I picked up my daughter, and she had peanut butter on her fingers. Mm. So it has like this peanut butter swirly smudge on my shoulder. It looks like I just blew snot on my shoulder, you know. So dug in my drawer, and I'm like, oh my gosh, I don't think I've worn this since like last summer. I got it at Furnace Fest. And yeah, the back just says 94.
Oh, yeah. Was that the year they were a Stern Away?
No, maybe. That's first song on their new album.
Oh, okay.
94.
Your wardrobe, though, dude, is just band shirts.
You know,
I don't think I've seen you in 4 years wear anything other than a band shirt.
So before COVID, I don't think I ever wore band shirts. Like, it was like occasionally, like we're going to a show. Yes, find a band shirt. Because like I was going into office all the time and, you know, wearing like skulls and like, you know, band shirts and like these random lyrics that are like, what's wrong with Gary? You know, wasn't professional. So I was wearing, you know, like monocolored shirts or polos or like nicer, like long sleeve sweaters or shirts with collars and stuff. And anyway, COVID happened.
Right.
Every day is band shirt day. So
every single day. People ever ask you? I mean, I guess you're at home working, so you don't see a ton of people.
Even at work, we don't turn on our cameras because we're all engineers. We don't want to look at each other.
Yeah. So you get to hide in the comfort of your home and represent all these awesome bands.
Yeah, and then I go to church, and then I realize I'm always wearing – that's where I would always wear my band shirts.
Oh, yeah.
But it's like, oh. Like, I already wore all my band shirts. I should probably start wearing polos to church.
Polos, you know. Interesting.
Anyway.
Well, Before we get started, dude, I feel like dog poop.
Hey, your eyes look a little...
Dude, puffy. This whole week, I woke up every single morning, and it looks like I've been punched in my face twice. Like, I kid you not. Like, if you saw me in the morning, like, it's just, like, swollen. So I went to the doctor. Yeah, I went to the doctor, and thought it was pink eye at first, like I got to get medicine if it's bacterial conjunctivitis. Went and she's like, oh no, just allergies, you know.
Do you have any other symptoms?
Yeah, I got sinus and scratchy throat from post-nasal drip, and my eyes are so watery. But yeah, dude, so it's been crazy, really crazy. And like it's almost embarrassing to go out because my eyes are so red. And we had soccer games yesterday, my son and my daughter. And so I was like, no big deal. I'll just wear my sunglasses, which makes sense, right? Just wear sunglasses.
Your N95 mask.
Completely covered. No. So I was like, everyone's going to be wearing sunglasses anyways. It's outside. It was the stormiest, rainiest day. Completely, like, almost dark. That's how cloudy it was.
Mm-hmm.
And so I was the only person the entire day, really, wearing sunglasses outside.
They're like, their dad's drunk over there.
Yeah, exactly. Like, and then I took my glasses off. Like, no, he's not drunk. He's just extremely high. Like, that's what it looks. It looks like if you're watching this on video or whatever right now, it looks like I smoked weed. If that's, I don't know what it would look like, but I assume it looks like this, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So it's just a warning. You know, my voice is a little jacked too. But
does this happen every year to you, or is this like a new thing?
This is crazy, man. I don't know. It happens every year, but every year it feels like it gets worse.
Hmm.
And I am contemplating going and getting allergy shots.
It's because you got kids and they're getting bigger and they go outside and they get all that pollen on their body and they come inside the house and all that pollen gets everywhere.
I don't know if that's the reason, but I don't know if it's anyone else. Like, do people's allergies get worse as they get older? Or
Some years my body's like, allergies are no big deal. Yeah. Some years I touch grass and I go to bed that night and I got like hives all over my body, like just because I was near it. But there's certain trees around here, especially when we lived in Cheney, where we went to college, that wheat field out there. Whenever it would, you know, in the springtime, all that pollen just like dump on the town, and like you'd have like a quarter inch of yellow dust everywhere. Those killed me every morning. I hated that. But over here, it's not as bad. But I do have some weeks where I'm like, you know, before I go outside, Alexa, what's the pollen levels, you know?
Yeah. Oh, she's actually listening. Is it high? The pollen's not. It's been raining, so it has to be down.
Yeah, it's not bad. There's like, Alexa, stop. Digital assistance, am I right? No, it basically just tells you, like, you know, tree pollen high, grass pollen low.
Mm.
But usually for me, it's the tree and ragweed that, like, just kills me.
Yeah, I went in, like, when I was 22, right after college, right? And I got insurance finally. I was like, I'm going to go do everything. And I went to an allergist, and they do the, on my arm, they did the whole grid thing and poked me with everything, right?
Yeah.
And grass, some sort of tree, I forget, and ragweed. And yep. I never knew that before, you know. But
yeah, I did that recently too, on my back, but I did it for food allergies.
Oh yeah, they did food allergies on me too.
But they filled up my whole back, in a huge grid.
Oh yeah.
Like they got to the grass and it swole so big that it ruined like three grids around it.
Yeah.
And the guy was like, "Hold on, I've never seen it this bad. Let me take a picture."
No, and, he didn't.
He did. And then, like, birch tree was huge, yeah. Massive. And, like, you know, they got so big. And, like, I went home and he's like, "You might want to take it easy, you know, take some Benadryl." Like, I'm like, it's my back. Who cares? Whatever.
Right.
Anyway, it was like, I don't know, like flaking because my skin, like, stretched so much that I, like, you know, it swole up so much I lost a layer or whatever. So it was, like, crusty and, like, I don't know. It was gross.
Dude, that's wild.
But. Like all the food that I've been like, oh, that bothers me. Oh, that it like didn't react at all. But then you know they're like, you know, this doesn't mean anything. Your body might be fine with that today. It might be different tomorrow. This is your skin reaction, yeah. Not your gut reaction. It's not a blood test, and so it's just like,
why, man?
Can you just tell me, like, how do I find out what I'm allergic to, without just like taking stuff out of my diet? You know.
Yeah.
But I guess that's the way you have to do it.
Yes, that's the tried and true way.
Stuck on a potato for a month and then try eating the next thing, you know?
Yep.
Anyway.
Well, the thing is, even though I don't feel great, core values still
have. It's here.
We had to make it happen. So,
well, I'm glad you can make it. Yeah. Otherwise, I'd just be here by myself being like, this is this song and it sounds good, doesn't it?
Yeah, it sounds great. No. I'll just like flip my
camera and, yeah.
I think there's some great songs this week, so let's get this party started.
So, how about before we get started with actual new releases, I'm going to try something new today, and Tyler knows about it, so listeners, this is new for you. We're just going to share like something that we've been listening to lately before, you know, just to kind of get us warmed up and get us going into the new releases. And so Tyler picked a song, and Tyler, why did you pick this song? And what is the song?
Well, I picked Forsaken by Azalea Dyan, which is off An Ocean Between Us.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't think I listened to that album for a couple years, truthfully.
Just a couple?
Yeah, dude. Like, it's been a minute. Like, there was a period in my life where I listened to that album religiously. Bought it and listened to it a ton. And it was probably my favorite album at one point.
Mm-hmm.
But you made that stupid duck reel.
I know. I made another one today.
I saw you text me. I haven't seen it yet. You found another freaking duck video?
I did, dude. And it's
where like are you same, finding these?
It's like the same ducks, too.
Where are you finding
They're these? They're like running on water.
How do you find these videos?
I just sit on Instagram, and Instagram's like, hey, you like duck reels?
How do you get them? You just download it? You just screen record it?
I'll share my secrets with you. But no, I hunt down the video to find like the proper version.
Yeah.
Because download it or whatever, you get like a crappy version, and there are tags on it, you know?
Right, but how do you hunt it down? What do you search? Ducks doing weird stuff?
Dude, if you learn how to, you know, if you learn the algorithm of a search algorithm, like how, you know, do you ever take those classes in school where they're like, on Google, if you put things in parentheses, it searches like this. If you put quotes around it, it searches like this. If you use ampersands, dollar signs. You never learned any of this?
No.
Oh, well.
Sorry, we're not all computer science majors, Gary.
Sorry, that was high school. So
okay. Anyways,
anyway, here, let's listen to the song.
That's crazy. So I can't wait to see this other duck video. But the first one you made, what? What's it at? 7 million?
Yeah. Like, yeah, 7.2 or something like that. Yeah.
7 million plays.
Yeah, and we got like 3,000 followers from it.
At one moment, it actually for a while, it felt like it was like 3 days, the only comments we were getting were like foreign language comments. Russian. Yeah. Spanish. You know, all these other
languages. I don't even know what they are.
Are they real languages? We don't know.
Yeah.
So we had to keep the trans...
Yeah. Making up characters over here?
Making this up?
Pretty sure there's not a letter that's a square and another one's a triangle. Pretty sure, but...
But they all seem to be, like, legit. Like, it wasn't, like, a bunch of bots or something, so...
Yeah.
But yeah, you're real. Remind me of this album. Love it so much.
Yeah.
Man. Just the guitar work, right?
Before I made that reel, like, I don't think I heard listened to them in forever, but I just put, like, all of my music on shuffle one day, and As I Lay Dying came on, like, 3 times in a row, because Spotify's shuffle is amazing. But, and I was like, dude, As I Lay Dying used to be just so killer.
I think for me, by far, this is my favorite album, front to back. Like, there's a lot of other albums I think have really amazing songs, but this is, like, overall...
Yeah, I think, you know, I think this might be my favorite album by them, too. And I think it's mostly because of when it came out.
Yeah.
My senior year, you know? Like the summer after I graduated. And I can remember, like, driving around the summer waiting for college to start. Just goofing off with friends. Listening to this album in the Jeep.
Yeah. So good. This is my favorite part coming up right here. Ooh, those guitars, man, they're so clean. Like, I just love
them. I know, yeah. What is that? Drop C? No, everyone's doing, like, lower tunings.
Yeah.
What's the lowest thing we can hit?
Yeah, dude, it's beautiful.
So when that part jumps in, your first thought is, oh, those guitars?
First thought for me, yeah.
Mine's vocals.
Well, I mean, yeah, Tim and Abisa's like, vocals are great. Yeah. And, you know, we gotta, like, there's obviously controversy around As Are They Dying, but... Man.
Yeah, where do we stand with that, you know?
I don't know.
Dude hires a cop.
Hitman.
An undercover cop that he didn't know was undercover to kill his wife. Goes to jail. How long is it? Like 5 years?
Not sure.
Supposed to be 9. He got a shortened sentence. And then he got like probation for like 3 years or something like that. Right? And yeah. Now he's clear. He could tour. He could do all this stuff. So, As I Lay Dying, kind of back. They came back together as a full band, and then the band basically said, he hasn't changed, is what some of them say, and yeah. Some left. And so there's only two founding As I Lay Dying members left, the rhythm guitarist and then the man himself. So,
yeah, I think for me, like, it's hard to separate, I guess, the music from the act, but he has... straight up, obviously, asked for forgiveness. Known he's wrong. Seems like their new music always seems to be thematically like, I've messed up. I need help.
Yeah.
You know, that type of stuff.
Yeah, and, you know, in the worldly judicial system, he paid for his crime.
Right.
Right. Where he's lucky, it didn't go further.
Yeah.
And that he was caught. Right?
100%.
But so a lot of people are still, they're like, I don't care if he paid his time. I don't care if it, you know, whatever. They still see him in that cell block and say, no, he's a criminal forever. We can never forgive him. Like, no crime can be forgiven.
Yeah.
But I don't know. There's other people out there doing other sins that aren't publicized, you know,
yeah.
Or are, like domestic violence type stuff in the metal scene. It's like, oh, yeah. Musicians just do that. It's okay. We can still listen to their music. But I don't know. It's a gray area. A lot of people are like, no, we shouldn't support him. I would say As I Lay Dying currently is not a Christian metal band like they used to be. And I don't know how much of him saying the band never was a Christian metal band, you know, right around incarceration time, how much of that was... because of his mindset of where he was at that time, you know, on those, you know, drugs, basically just steroids, but
Yeah, anyway, it's so hard, but I think for me, like listening to this album like a ton recently, this metalcore, that metalcore was like, it meant a lot to me. Like it really does. It still does. Like those songs still mean a ton to me. But
I hear you. And there are bands that are making sounds similar to that and stuff. Yeah. But I think a lot of us our age go, oh yeah, Azalea Dying did that.
Right.
You know, but I think it's important for us to support bands that are even making that a similar sound to that for today, sure. Because there's still a younger generation looking for younger bands that are more their age, that are going through what they're going through, and the lyrics relate to them more, right?
Absolutely.
But anyway, so what I've been listening to is a complete opposite, not metalcore, not metal. I don't even know if there's guitars in it.
What?
It's not that soft. No, so I've been listening to Crowder. He's got a new album coming out. And I loved the David Crowder band, like, growing up. I don't know why. Like, back then I was like, no, Christian music sucks. But I don't know. His music I liked because there's a lot of, like, funny stuff in it. But I don't know. So this album coming out, he only has 3 songs out. But it's more like, I don't know, outlaw country. Like
outlaw country.
And this might not be the best display of that, but it's just, I don't know, a little more, I don't know, you could tell me. I'll just press play. So this song is called Dash. It has a dash and then in square brackets dash, and it's referring to the dash in your tombstone, right? Born, died, What happened in between. And it's featuring Toby Mac, and I like Toby Mac and all, but
yeah,
not my favorite feature.
I think for Crowder, I think part of the reason I like him is it does seem like it's more alternative CCM.
Yeah.
Like it's not straight up.
It's not like targeted at churches to be played.
Yeah.
It's just like a Christian alternative artist.
Right.
Like Christian contemporary music, how it actually should be. You know, contemporary.
There was this one radio station, I don't even know if it's still a thing, it was called The Effect.
Whoa.
And it was local, and it was alternative Christian music. And so,
Out Where You Live? Yeah, I remember you played it every once in a while.
Yeah, and so like we got it. I don't remember exactly where it was located, but it would play more like, you know, Reliant K.
Youth group
music, exactly. But Crowder was on there too. So it kind of was in between, you know, the CCM realm and alternative stuff.
Yeah. I don't know. I've always enjoyed just the mellowness, I guess, of his music, you know.
Sounds great. I like it.
I mean, it's no Taylor Swift, but
it's not Taylor Swift, but it's good.
I'm doing my best to not bring that up for you, but I just can't stop sometimes. I'm like,
So Crowder has to be like in his 50s, right?
I don't think so. You know, he might be.
Google machine it right now, Gary.
So I remember a story. So he used to be the worship pastor at Francis Chance Church. Is that right?
California? I thought he's Texas. Francis Chan was like California, Simi Valley.
He's there now.
Crowder is?
No. Francis Chan.
That's where he was when he wrote.
Well, anyway, there's some church, yeah. Right? And he had his microphone on or something, and during baptisms, his mic went in, and he got shocked.
Whoa.
Yeah.
What?
Yeah, I just remember a story about it. I don't know. I also feel like he's just an authentic musician, right? I don't feel like it's a phony thing or an act. Or some of his songs aren't Christian, right? They're just songs. But like his Christmas album is great. But
52 years old.
Oh yeah,
right on the money. He's been doing it for a while.
Yeah. No kidding. All right.
Okay. I don't know I don't know about Outlaw Country, but
yeah, if you heard a Taylor song, Grave Robber, like
it's
yeah.
more like that.
Yeah,
it's definitely good. I mean, I wouldn't hate listening to it. Usually, sometimes when I get that CCM vibe, like, and I
just hear the reverb and the you know, yeah. ambient guitars. Just like, it's like, ah, I'm out.
And it sounds terrible just because, like, we're Christians. Like, we should, they're obviously, benefit of the doubt, more than likely, a lot of them are doing it for the right reasons. This is what I like to think, right? And so it's songs that are worshiping God, right? But I hear some of them, I'm like, oh my gosh, can someone please turn this off? Can someone turn on some, I don't know, I'd rather listen to Beach Boys or something right now.
Yeah.
I don't know. Like, but there's something. You're right. I think it might be the reverb, repetition. I feel like it's the same 10 songs.
Yeah, yeah. They're like, hey, we know what hits.
Yeah.
Yeah. Do you want to do song 1, 2, 3, or 4? Song 3. Okay, what lyrics do you want to do?
Yeah.
Like, are we sad or are we happy? Like, are we worshiping someone? We don't know if it's God or not because we can't say God or Jesus, right? Yeah. It's just capital Y, you, right?
Dude, I did see, you know Mandisa?
Sounds familiar.
Oh, she was like a CCM kind of artist. She was like with Toby Mac. She did the Good Morning song. Top of the morning to you, Disa. You know, like.
Dude, nope, I got nothing. Oh, I avoid CCM and like a lot of that. So
she passed away.
Oh, really?
Yeah. So.
Oh, kind of, I remember. Yeah, I heard that in the news.
Yeah, it's kind of sad. I don't know any of the circumstances, but.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Bummer.
Yeah, if you've never heard, it's like Good Morning or Morning Song. Yeah, Toby Mac literally says, top of the morning to you, Disa.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I remember like seeing some people post around that she passed away, and I was like, who is she? And I listened to some songs. So I'm like, I remember that.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well.
Should we get back into metal or what?
Yeah, so that's where, what you know, that's what I've been listening to. My kids really like that song. And, you know, lyrically, it's something that I've been thinking about and struggling with lately. It's like, you know, what am I doing with my life in my dashes between my, you know, and no one's going to remember me in a few generations, but can I have a lasting impact on my family and my friends and people around me that though they don't know it's from Gary, but that Gary has impacted this area around me and caused the next few generations to be better, right?
There was this like one TED Talk I saw, and this guy put up like this graphic like organizer deal and had a bunch of circles, you know, and each circle was representative of 3 months, you know, and it went like an average like life expectancy in the United States, like 80 years old or something, 82 years old. Mm-hmm. And it had 3 months worth of little dots. And then he's middle aged, you know, 30 something, and had his all filled out, right? And then to visually see, that looked like a lot of dots. But to see that he has almost half of his filled, that he's only got that many left. It was like, that's kind of crazy to think about. Like, you only have this much time. What are you going to do with it, you know?
Yeah.
But, yeah, that's definitely a good thing to think about and hopefully be intentional about.
So let's move on to some new music. There wasn't a ton this week, and I wanted to do the thing that we just did where we kind of talk about a couple songs that we've been listening to, kind of get to have some of our picks in there. But so here's the new one. So this band is called Front Porch Step. It's more not a band so much as a guy. I think I showed you one of their albums.
Front Porch Step.
Yeah, you never heard of them?
No.
You sure have, dude.
I've heard of Back Porch Step.
So they went to I'll start the song. The song's called Deborah Dreams. But it's like emo. So he had an album in 2017 that was basically like his I'll say quote unquote Christian album. And it's basically addressing the sins of his past and how he's like a wretched sinful man. And that, you know, he's like, I don't care if you love me, I have a savior that does. Those kind of lyrics. And I love that album. It's so good and it's underplayed. Like, his top 10 tracks are all from 2013, from his, like, Warped Tour days.
I have. You did show me this guy.
Yeah. Well, I still have the keychain that you gave me in the hall. Yeah, super good. If you like acoustic, like, emotional lyrics and where he's sometimes crying in the song kind of stuff. But, yeah, there's a lot of drama around the guy. Similar drama, but different crime, different sin, not crime. Just in 2013, a lot of stuff came out, maybe 2014, about like taking advantage of fans and like sexual abuse in relationships or whatever. A lot of accusations. Nothing ever went to court, and he never was guilty of anything. But people are, you know, it's like MySpace was dying, but so there's just tons of like screenshot conversations. People are like baiting him into stuff and then being like, "Look, see." So I don't know. And he sings about it in some of his stuff, but I don't know. The dude's been through a lot, and he's got, he sounds really sad a lot.
He has that emo voice, right?
Yeah.
A little whine-ish, you know?
A little bit of a shout. Like,
yeah.
Yeah.
Sounds great.
Yeah, so I'm glad he's got more music coming, because he hasn't done anything since 2017. I guess he had another single in 2022, but yeah, that album, I Never Loved You, I Never Loved Before I Found You, that album is so good.
I hear a little Mumford and Sons too.
Yeah, I can, yeah. This is definitely super mellow compared to what he usually has.
Speaking of emo, dude, July, I'm going to go see Blink-182.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, I'm pretty excited.
Seattle?
The Gorge. It's going to be 100 degrees, probably.
And nice, hot blasts of flaming air. You know, it's like, oh, a breeze. I can see it coming. Grass and trees are moving, and then it hits you, and you're just like,
and warm.
I can't breathe.
Yeah. Front porch step.
Front porch step.
I actually really enjoy that. Very mellow, contemplative, yeah. Good song.
Yeah. You'll love it. That album, dude. It's so good. It's so good. Like, anyway, we'll move on. Let's get to something heavy. Since we started with Asley dying, and we turned it down a lot. So I'm going to turn it up. This band's called What We Seek. Christian metalcore band. Awesome guys. They post videos and clips on their Instagram. When they go on tour with other bands, they like interview them, cool. Not whether they're Christian or not, and it's like, who do you think Jesus is, like, asks them, like, just you know, straight up, and just to hear some people's thoughts. And some people aren't Christians, and some people are, and some people, you know, it's just interesting to like hear what people think of Jesus, like, on the spot.
Yeah,
you know. But anyway, cool Christian dudes. I really support them. I like what they're doing, and like, they seem like really solid dudes. But this song is called Warrior's Crown. They say that they meld metallic hardcore and melodic metalcore. And they're from Naples, Florida.
Hey. I like it. Some, like, I can't really tell what's behind those guitars.
The
symphonic. Yeah. Just nasty, dude. Like, that tone's gross. Great, dude. I don't think I've ever heard a song from What We See.
Yeah. Yeah, I remember they had an album in 2022 that there's some songs on it that I liked. Had it on our playlist.
Just a minute.
Yeah, I like it. I've been trying to listen to the lyrics a little bit.
Me too.
I wear my scars like a warrior's crown.
This whole song is pretty just ruthless, relentless.
Yeah, they're pretty cool.
Love it.
So up next, a band called Brotality. You remember them? You know them?
I know them.
The young dudes that are doing, like, I don't know, thrash metal.
Thrash. Yeah, for sure thrash.
Yeah, so I'll press play. The song's called It Feeds. Irresponsibly groovy, infinitely heavy. That's what their bio says. But they have, like, that viral video where they're played in, like, a college hall. And they're, like, on the tables, standing on the tables of students playing their guitar and stuff.
Yeah. I mean, I like thrash. I do like thrash.
Yeah. This is like taking like 90s heavy metal, right?
Yeah.
But doing it today. With keeping that vocal style, you know?
It's definitely good. Like, they're definitely talented.
And they started young. I remember, like, first hearing about them and seeing, like, their, you know, pictures and music videos and stuff. I was like, geez.
Like, high schoolers?
Yeah, like 15, dude.
Yeah. Like, one of my favorite bands, Mind Force. Is definitely thrash. Has thrash riffs with breakdowns.
That's way more hardcore.
And they're thrash. Definitely hard metal thrash.
Yeah.
This is thrash. They do scream though a little bit, you know, which is just some harder vocals, Brotality.
Yeah, they have that, like, I don't know, Megadeth sounding like vocal.
Yeah, this is
that genre.
Yeah. There's room in our world for thrash. And there's a lot of people who love this stuff.
Yeah.
And there's a lot of thrash elements in music that we like, too.
Yeah.
You know, a lot of our hardcore
Living Sacrifice started as thrash.
Yeah. I remember they released an album a few years ago, right? And I'm pretty sure Chris from For the Rock said it was the best album of the year.
He probably did. I know he really likes them.
He likes them a lot, yeah. I can see why.
Whoa.
He was holding that out a long time. That's pretty cool.
Satan feeds. And that's it, dude.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah. I like that they're, you know, getting popularity on social media and stuff. And I know they're not, like, my favorite thing, but, like, super proud of, like, the progress that they've done.
For sure.
From where they started to where they're going. So.
Are they on a record label? Is it all DIY?
That's a good question.
Because it sounds great. Like,
I'd say they're doing it all themselves because it says Brotality Records, which is them. So.
Pretty sweet that they're able to push that out by themselves.
Yeah.
Awesome.
So if you like them, go check them out. Follow them. Up next, I have not heard of this band until today. So Heavy Metal Prophet found this band and posted them on our Discord, and I was like, I don't remember what he said, but like, these guys go crazy. He's not kidding. So here we go. This band's called, I don't know, Fuma Coffer? P-H-E-U-M-A? Fuma Coffer? Anyway, song's called Dead Alive. Here we go. And I've only listened to about a minute or so of it, and I was like, let's do it. And I know Kingdom Core had them on like the top list for their album last year, but I didn't.
Holy cow.
Yeah, I don't know what's going on.
Sounds like an animal.
But then we get to this, and oh man.
Just stomping right now, you know?
Yep.
I can't see because I thought it said coffee.
Close.
Fuma Coffer.
Fuma Coffer. Yeah, I don't know.
What is that? Where are they from?
Dude, nothing. I don't, nothing in the bio. But this song is killer. I've listened to, you know, just jumped back to a little bit to listen to some of their older stuff, and I think this is way better and in a great direction than what they've done.
Ooh.
It's just constant, like, build up, stomp,
drop,
you know?
Build, yeah. Drop, yeah.
And his vocals are just nuts. And so there is a featured person in here. Not sure if that's one of the vocals or not. I don't know. Patrick Bruin is who it is.
Could be one their own vocalist, right?
Maybe. It says that they have their lyricist is Vincent James Hagen. I'd assume that was their main guy. But here we go. Another groove.
They did it again. Boom. Bring it down.
A lot of broken glass sounds, too.
Yeah.
Stuff's getting broke.
Every time they just break a glass bottle, punch a window.
How are you going to do this live? Look at all the, you know.
We're never inviting those guys back again. Jeez. So it's obviously a sound on their kit or something, their drum kit.
Oh,
the broken glass?
Oh, I don't know, yeah.
Some sound guy just
added
that.
In.
Oh.
What's happening here?
What?
That's awesome.
Sound like a that? Vacuum. Some sort of tornado of sound. This is actually insane.
Yeah.
Awesome.
They did it all themselves too. Like, crazy, huh? You just couldn't help but listen the whole time.
It's like if you fell off a cliff and fell off and then like hit the landing and then fell off another cliff and then hit the landing and like you keep like progressively falling. It's what it felt like the whole song.
Then you die at the end.
And at the very end, it's all over.
Yeah.
Dude, no, that was crazy.
Yeah, I never heard of them till today, so I'm pretty excited to hear more now.
Like that style reminds me of like your – what do you listen to like EDM, right?
Yeah.
Like kind of like that, right? Where it's all this, it's just a build up, then boom, brings it down, build up, down, build up, down, like consistently through the song.
Yep.
Interesting. Different formula.
And they have nothing on their bio, and so I haven't even tried hunting them down on social media. It's not linked to Spotify or anything, but
yeah.
I'm going to hunt them down.
Okay.
So up next is POD.
Wait. Like Youth of a Nation POD?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Oh, okay. So they have a new album out, dropped now. Album's called Veritas. So I listened to the whole album already, and I will say it's good. Top 5 or 6, probably. So much better than what they've done in a while, in my opinion.
Where does 5 or 6 put it on the discography? Like, how many have they released?
A lot. 10?
10.
You want me to look it up? I'll look it up
for you. No, I just don't know. I mean, I only knew they did Satellite.
And you're like, that's the last album they did? That's all there is to it?
The only thing? No, what was the one before?
So, okay. Starting from most recent, going backwards.
Okay.
So, Veritas. Okay.
Most recent.
Circles, 2018.
Yeah, I kind of remember. Is that the F-bomb one?
No.
Oh.
The Awakening, 2015. There's a SoCal Sessions in there. Then Murdered Love, that's the F-bomb, 2012.
Cool. I like that one.
Testify, 06. Then you got Payable on Death, and that's like the person with the butterfly wings, right?
Yes,
that's
right. I know that one.
Satellite, that's 2003.
Satellite, that was before.
01. Fundamental Elements.
Fundamental Elements, yeah.
The Jam. And then you got Brown and Snuff the Punk. And Brown is in my top 5. I love that album. Hmm. It's so good. But Veritas, like, really, though, I mean, it's...
You think
it's
it fits?
At least middle of the road, but I think it's in the top half of that. So here, I picked a song that I thought you would like.
Oh. I guess
so. So we'll just see if I make good choices or not. So this song is called This Is My Life, featuring Cove Reber from Dead American.
Never heard of him.
Perfect. A lot of features on this album, actually.
Sounds like Turnstile.
You got Randy Blythe. Isn't that Lamb of God?
Yeah.
And you got Ginger on there.
This literally sounds like the most recent Turnstile
album. Dude, that's okay. You just wait until the guest vocalist comes in, because that's exactly what it is. And I'm like, yeah, Tyler's going to love this one.
I do love it already, man. I love his vocals, though, man.
I do, too. And I actually iconic. Like his lyrics, how he's just so outspoken. Like, yeah. even there's everybody saying, like, oh, he's not a Christian, he's not this.
Yes.
And his lyrics are just, like, they just back him up all the time. And his whole Whosoever movement stuff, awesome. Props to Sonny. Like, I respect that guy.
Dude, this is just glow on.
Right?
That's so funny. Dude, I dig it.
Yep.
So is this the only song that sounds like this?
This is the only song that sounds like this. I think each song kind of has like a certain sound to it. There's not many that are the same. It was fun. I listened to the whole thing, and when it was over, I was like, oh, it's over. And I didn't skip any. So
yeah,
take that for what it's worth.
I really like it.
Yeah. That sounds like POD.
Yeah, it does. Not as new metal-y.
Some of the songs in here are.
They are.
Very new metal.
With that kind of rap.
Yep.
Tell you what, though, Sonny Sandoval as a guest vocalist is also sick.
I know. You know it's an amazing
song. So good if he's on. My favorite for today. He was on the Immortal album. I forget what song it was, but.
Oh, yeah.
So good. So good.
Yeah, I thought you were going to mention War of Ages when he was on that song.
Great one.
Eternal, is that the one? That's the album. I don't remember what the album is, but yeah, he shows up. He's so great.
It's fun.
So, great, right?
Right up my alley. You're right, dude.
I know you so well.
Yeah.
So, you should go listen to that album, though. The whole thing? Sure. Whole album. There's 11 songs. They're all short. Like, there's one that's four minutes and 7 seconds, but then the next longest is 3 minutes and 19. It's just, they're all quick, and it's 34 minutes runtime. So easy to check out while mowing your yard with your swollen eyes and you're dying and can't breathe.
Dude, don't remind me. I don't know if I'm ever going to mow. I'm right now, because of my allergies, maybe I'm just using that as an excuse, I'm going to pay somebody. Pay somebody $40. I'll go find a kid.
So,
I'm going to go find a kid.
I'm going to hand over my man card, too. So a couple weeks ago, I was mowing. I got, like, 3 lines down.
Yeah.
Like, not it was, like, a week ago. Maybe 1.5. No, I think... I don't remember when it was. But... So I got, like, 3 or 4 down. And, like, my kids are following me. They have, like, a toy mower and, you know, whatever. They're pretending like they're mowing. It's all great fun. Whatever.
Yeah.
But I'm just, like, dripping out of my nose, like on my mustache, right?
Yeah, yeah.
And just, it's not pleasant. It's not attractive. And like, I'm just sneezing like crazy. And like the first bag, I pull it up and just like a powder of like green smoke, yep, just like hit me. And I'm like, I'm going to die now. And no joke, like as soon as I dumped it in the green bin, I was like wheezing and you can hear like a whistle. And I was like, dude, the pollen is so bad. And like I went inside and I just basically just blew my nose and washed my face. I ended up just taking a shower, and Jen finished mowing for me.
Oh, what a nice wife.
I was like, no!
What a nice wife.
We'll see you! Yeah, no, Jen's awesome. I'm glad she did that for me, and man, I don't know if I'd have been able to do it. I mowed on Friday, and just the backyard, and I was done. Like, my sinuses were killing me, but it wasn't as bad as that first day. But, yeah.
So, you know, I don't care about yards at all. I made this statement a few
And I did the poll ago on Spotify, and I think only one person said yards are extremely important. Tons of people are like, who cares?
See,
tons.
Okay. A lot of people
are there's people that are – there's not people – I don't think anyone said, like, the worst answer.
They were like, whatever. Like,
out of four, you know.
Yeah.
And a lot did the third. They're just right. Like, eh. I mean, so, it should exist.
One time I did have my wife. She wanted to do it.
Mm-hmm.
Her dad – owns a landscaping company, right? He mows mm-hmm. lawns and does all landscaping for a living. I worked for him for a summer, right? Like, it's legit. And super hard. Like, that summer that I worked for him, I
backbreaking.
It was the hardest thing I've probably ever done physically in my life. And I've played sports and all that growing up, right? Probably the most physically demanding thing I've ever done. And after the summer, I was like, yeah, I'm out. Like, I'm going to school. You know, like,
I'm a teacher.
Yeah, no, I have so much appreciation for how hard he works. It's insane. But like Crystal, you'd think being growing up around it, you know, like she'd be great.
Like, I know how to do this. It runs in the family.
Yeah, so she like mowed, you know, and maybe it's just me. I might just be a control freak. And I don't even care about my
Why
yard.
Do you care if you're,
I don't
you're
know.
About to
exactly.
complain? I already know you're going to complain.
Yeah. And so she starts mowing, and I stop her. I was like, you know, it's like not really that straight, right? She's like, are you kidding me right now?
You're
I
welcome.
Was like, no, like you just got to put the tire right on the outside of the line.
Yep.
Just kind of walk it. She's like, you're really explaining to me how to mow a yard. I'm like, you know, and it was our
you're
backyard
alone,
too.
Dude.
No one's going to see it.
You're not alone. I've said stuff to Jen when she's mowed in the past, and like, I immediately regret it. Like, why do I care? She did it for me.
Yeah.
Like, but like, even when she like took over that one time, like a week or so ago, and I was like looking out the kitchen, and I was like,
tissues in your nose, just looking out the window.
Yeah, just like, I know my eyes are swollen, but they're not crooked.
Yeah.
Like.
Oh anyway. Yeah.
Sorry.
I don't know why I do it for everything too. You know. Yeah. Gosh. We're the same
anyway,
person.
let's move on. So up next is our encore section. So I'm going to give a shout out to some of our patrons. And I'll go from the bottom up on my list. So Christian Wigley, Adam Roll, another Adam, Briggs. Dude, we get Adams and we get...
Logans.
Yeah, what's up with that? Heavy Metal Prophet, Trey, I Did It For The Mug, and Aaron Peter. And today, I picked a song from... Who suggested this? Oh, well, that guy. Adam Roll.
Hey.
So he picked the band Everyday Life, the song Perseverance, right? And I love Everyday Life. I listened to them as a kid, really? Forgot they existed for 20 years. And then I made a reel of them a year or so ago. There were some people that was like, dude, I remember them. But for the most part, slept on, man. Slept on. So he chose this one because he says it bridged the gap for him from rap to hardcore. It's pretty much Christian Rage Against the Machine, and his youth group approved of it. So, but then he told me a story that like his youth group was doing like a lock-in, and he played the album, and like they took his CD because they thought it was Rage Against the Machine, and they took it. And he's like, I had to mow so many lawns to get enough money to buy that album again. I was like, Whoa. Dude, that sucks. That's like, they took your album, and they're like, no, you can't have this. Like, that kind of behavior, oof.
That would make me listen to Rage Against the Machine. Dude.
It'd make you angry, like, at the church.
Yeah, dude.
Right? Like, they're, like, controlling. Like, it wasn't even, I don't know the story, right?
Yeah.
That's as much information as I got, but it sounds to me like there wasn't even a conversation, right? Some kid is playing Rage Against the Machine at church. It's out. So, we're going to play it. And the song's called Perseverance. I'll get it started. And it's super fun. I think I showed you a song or two of... Yeah, I showed you a song from the when I made the reel. You're like, no, I've never heard of them.
What are they
like,
called again?
Everyday Life.
Everyday Life.
Yep. Awesome Christian punk. I'll say punk, but their energy and their spirit in the band is punk from a Christian perspective.
You can just tell from the guitar tone that this is a long time ago.
Yeah, you know what year this is?
It has to be like 94.
96.
Whew. Close. You know what it sounds like? His vocals?
What?
You might think I'm crazy.
I already do, but go ahead.
Your early disciple stuff you showed me.
It's like the same year, though.
It's literally what it sounds like to me. Like the vocal.
I get portion. That. Like the way he's screaming.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's sick, dude.
Interesting song choice, too, because this like isn't even top 10 plays on Spotify.
Dude, I love it.
Oh, I remember the breakdown. That's why, I bet. It's great.
I don't know if I'd say Rage Against the Machine.
I can show you some songs that you would say that.
That bass just going crazy.
I like these guitars, you know, like that crunchy sound.
Yeah.
It's kind of an abandoned tone. Because it's, you know, 90s.
I don't know what you even call this, like... Metal?
Punk?
It's not
hardcore?
Punk.
Early hardcore?
Yeah. Hardcore punk. He's saying something, but I can't fully hear it.
Struggle. Oh yeah.
Okay, this sounds like Mind Force, bro. That's why I like it. I've said Mind Force twice this episode. Let's
stop
go.
It.
That's why I like it, dude. It for sure sounds like it. So good.
Yeah, I like their lyrics on a lot of their songs. Like they kind of address social issues. From a Christian perspective.
Yeah.
Some I probably don't agree with, and you would.
Yeah, dude. I don't know. Every day, I just feel like I'm getting more and more central in everything I believe. Politically, that is.
Everything's cool. I'm in the middle.
No, so I'm just like, I can see that side a lot clearer than I used to, you know? That's maybe just what aging does to you. Yeah, it's awesome, dude.
I don't think the lyrics are correct. So he says, when he was talking, he was saying life, death, struggle, hate, perseverance.
Yeah. I wish I was listening to this in 94.
When you were five?
When I was five.
Well, like, you know, in 96. So.
Oh, 96.
Yeah, so I think the album after this, American Standard, is one of my favorites. It has that Push Comes to Shove pushback song, which I made the reel on.
I could see how a mid-90s, early 2000s worship pastor, or not worship pastor, but youth pastor would hear that and be like, oh no, that's the devil.
Yeah, I mean, there wasn't like social media or streaming or anything, so how would they know like what is happening in the scene, right? That someone is making Christian music.
That there's people like that today that would say like, that's the devil.
I mean, there's people today on your reel of Chris Pratt, you know, Christian metal versus metal.
Yeah.
And she's like, and there will be blood. And he's like, fake blood.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, dude. Yeah, that reel's gotten kind of crazy because it does – you say it makes fun of Christian metal. I don't think it makes fun.
No, there's two sides, right? There's the side that's like, ha, 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 see, Christian metal is like the positive side of this. But then there's other people like, yeah, Christian metal is the phony side of this.
Right. You know. So some people that are getting it and liking it and sharing it are literally not – they're secular metal fans, right? And like some of them I see they're – like they share it and we usually like everything that's shared. And it's like Devil Worshipper 666 shared our post. I'm like, oh boy. Can I – I shouldn't like that one. But we like every post.
I do it anyway because it's like even then, if they start following us and stuff, and then we start posting Christian music, like,
they're not going to follow us anymore.
Yeah. Well, I mean, but they might like listen to the song and maybe be influenced, and then later be like, "I love that band, and now they're Christian."
True.
Oh, that sucks. And you know, at least maybe they heard something and something was spoken into their head that
improved. Yeah, I don't think we don't hide our Christianity at all. It's just kind of like people that follow us know. But if you see a random reel that you're scrolling through.
Yeah. So this guy posted today, and I shared it on our story so everyone could see it. Like, I talked to my priest, and he said that the spirit of Satan is in this song. And, like, wrote all this stuff, you know. It's like, but we didn't even put, not a song, but in Christian, in metal, right? But anyway.
On what?
Check our Instagram. I shared it on our story. You can, you know, someone posts a comment.
Yeah.
You can click share, and it will add that to the story with your reel behind it. So it's like, this person said this about
this.
Yeah,
oh yeah, yeah.
Yeah. And so he said he talked to his priest, and his priest told him that the spirit of the devil is in metal and that he should avoid it.
Was it the reel I posted of Parks and Rec?
Yeah, the Parks and Rec reel.
That's hilarious.
Yeah.
Oh, people.
Just goes to show you. I mean, and what's crazy is there's probably people like all around us in our life at our church that have those same beliefs and think that, and maybe they're like looking at you or me and being like, oh, that guy, he's not really a Christian.
Yeah, you know, they look at my upside down cross conviction shirt and I think they just question everything that I believe.
Let's tell you about my August Burns Red shirt.
No,
it has like, so it has like two big hammers, like sledgehammer.
Oh yeah, I've seen that. Yeah.
My windbreaker, and this kid taps my you know, my middle of my back, and I turn around and his mom's like, he wants to know if you're a firefighter. I'm like, with this beard, no.
No, but do you want to hear a fire song? Boom, composure.
I don't remember what, I think it's a song about, I think it's a Dangerous or something like that. It's like around that time of August Burns Red from Invisible Creature. Invincible, well, I can't think of words. But, you know, the one I really like.
Yeah.
Well, anyway, I think that's enough shenanigans.
That was fun, dude.
Yeah. Well, everyone, thanks for listening to us.
Yeah.
If you like what we're doing, become a patron. Support us. Buy us a cup of coffee. It's like $5 a month. Literally. Right, yeah. Before this, I went and I bought a $5.40 cup of coffee.
And I had a Nespresso pod for like
way less than
50 or something.
Yeah. So patrons, we support, we love that you support us. Like, we're amazed that there's people out there that like what we're doing and support us financially. That's awesome. But, you know, you can also join our Patreon as a free person and throw in some suggestions for music, get notified when stuff comes out, when I make, like, news posts or whatever. Check out our Instagram, our Facebook, our Discord, our YouTube. We just got that going, and, you know, so it's a baby it's a baby platform. You know, we got no one on there, so.
Grow it like a Tamagotchi.
That's right. Check it every 15 minutes.
Oh my gosh. Okay. So,
all right, we better everybody.
Get out of here,
dude. Have a great week. Yeah. Oh, wait, don't go.
Oh.
One more thing. We're doing a giveaway.
Yes.
So we just interviewed Meadows. We interviewed them a while ago, but the episode just dropped last week. And I'm giving away their vinyl, which is sitting on a shelf over here. And I will mail it to you personally. But the giveaway, there's a link in our bio. Find our Instagram. And the bottom of the bio of this post, there's a link to our link tree. In there is a link to the giveaway. It goes until next Friday, which is the 17th. So you have like 10 days or so from now. I'm really bad at math. That's 12 days. 12 days from now.
12 days.
Yeah. And so it's easy. I mean, it's Gleam. So it's like that thing where like you click on our Instagram and they're like, you get one entry. You click on our Facebook. You get another entry. You click on our YouTube. You get another. That's all it is. It's like, go to our social media sites.
Yeah.
Boom, you're entered. So right now, I think there was 47 people entered, 47 entries. Wow. So, and that's just from like me sharing it like a little bit. I'm going to make a big post on social media. I'll make a video and be like, hey, do you want this rail?
Or, my name's Gary. Do you want
this vinyl?
Yeah.
I'll mail it to you. You just have to enter.
Dude, and it's a sick vinyl. So, I mean, Familiar with Pain is such an awesome record. So, I'm glad
I think it's like their best one. So,
absolutely.
Yeah. So, anyway, thanks for hanging on for just 2 more seconds. Have a great week, everybody. See you next time.
Thank you for listening.